KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshalltown's Park Supervisor, Kristen Titus. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing all right. Appreciate you stopping by. Your hat on, gloves on, all bundled up today. Tell us, what are you out kind of just doing today then?
So John, the horticulturist, and I are out marking trees for the CBDG grant. So the city was awarded the grant to plant 200 trees in the Ward 1 area. And we got it raised to 341, so those plantings will start getting underway here in about a week and go through the spring. So we're getting those trees. So if you see some flags at Riverview, at Peterson, in the right-of-ways along around there in Ward 1 area, leave those there, and we will be getting some trees in.
Okay, so what kind of goes into making the decision of where to put some of these trees? It's not just there's a bare spot there, we're going to put a tree there, right? There's a little more thought that maybe goes into it.
Yes, absolutely. So when we're looking at trees to go in the right-of-ways, we're looking at, one, any overhead power lines, any utilities underground, things like that. We're also looking at the trees that are surrounding the area, because we don't want to plant the same trees over and over clear throughout the in the same neighborhood. So we are going to give some diversity to the tree species as we plant, and also whether we can give some diversity to some of the tree heights and just some different types of trees as we go down the road.
Okay. All right. So you guys are out marking those spots. Leave the flags. What color are those flags that you're putting in?
Yep, the flags are white. They'll have a number on them, and the contractor will come around and put the tree in it, in its space. So, but yeah, we're out marking those today. It's a little chilly and windy, so you got to stay bundled up.
Yeah, got to stay bundled up. Sticking kind of with that tree theme here, I see coming up at the end of the month there, you guys are looking for volunteers to plant some trees.
Yeah, so Trees Forever was awarded a branching out grant through the state Trees Forever group, and they were able to secure 50 trees to plant. And we are going to be planting those April 25th. We'll plant those. Some of them will go around Community Building and Reunion Hall, PD and Fire, the Public Works Building and Region 6 Building right there along East Main Street. And then there will also be some in the right-of-way areas around the library. So the branching out grant that was received this year had a lot more to do with energy efficiency, and that means shading adjacent buildings. And so that is homes, that's businesses, or in our case, it would be a lot of our public buildings.
Yeah. Okay. That's a very cool grant to get there. Kristen, I remember we talked, I think it was last year, you guys were putting in some fruit trees in different parks and things like that. Are they going to be sprouting fruit this year, or are we still a couple years off for that, or how are we going about that?
Yep. So we were able to, we received a grant to purchase some fruit trees to put out at Bicentennial Park. And then the company that we bought the trees from said that they really liked this idea, and they actually donated twice as many. So we were able to put some fruit trees also at Anson Park. And then there's an apple tree a couple apple trees that we put at Optimist. So the idea of this was to provide some produce kind of, you know, at Bicentennial and Optimist, away from some of the grocery stores right close downtown, like in the center of town. But then we had some extra ones, and we had room at Anson, so we put some there. But so we're still pretty early to get some fruit off those. They are some young trees, but there is a possibility of having a little bit of fruit. I can't say it's going to be anything that you're going to be able to bake a pie off of just yet, because there's probably not going to be that many apples or anything, but there might be something that you can pick and just kind of grab an apple and start munching away. We did apply for a grant. We have not received any word on it yet, but hopefully if we were able to receive it, that would put some signage out at the one at Bicentennial to tell everybody it would be more of an educational thing where this is the tree, this is how to identify the tree and the fruit, and when to harvest the fruit, and what to do with the fruit after you harvest it, and how to eat it, and things like that. So we are still awaiting word on that grant, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, that would be really cool to kind of add in, give some people some ideas of what to do when they harvest that fruit. When you're planting some of these trees, it sounds like they're not, you know, small saplings, but they're at least got some size to them a little bit. When you're putting some of these in, like the Trees Forever, that people are going to do at the end of the month, just tell us, how big are they that we're planting?
Yeah, so the Trees Forever trees that we'll be planting in a couple of weeks, those are in, we call them number 10 pots or 10-gallon pots, usually 10 or 15s. It's something that gives a tree a little bit of size, so they're not little tiny things sitting in the park. They're not just little sticks that we've got in the parks, but we've got some size to them, so they actually look like trees, but they're also easy enough to maneuver and handle for the volunteers, and we don't need a lot of equipment when we go to plant them. So we keep it to where it's pretty easy for volunteers, because we want them to come out, we want them to experience planting a tree and kind of have some education and know how to plant trees and things like that, and also get kids involved. But we don't want them so big that they won't be able to handle them. So, yeah.
Okay. And kind of continuing on with the theme of trees today, you guys are getting a $50,000 grant for the urban forestry. Tell me, what does this kind of entail?
Yeah, so we just heard late last week that we did receive this grant. This is a very big thing for us. So the last tree inventory that we did in the center for the city of Marshtown was in 2015. Since then, we've had the tornado where we lost a lot of trees. We had emerald ash borer where we lost a lot of trees. And we also had the derecho where we lost a lot of trees. So what this will do is we were awarded this $50,000 urban forestry development grant, and it will give us the funds to have a new tree inventory done, so we have an updated idea of what we've got. We kind of keep track, but this will be a more accurate and more detailed when it comes to size and condition of each tree. And then also we can use that and create a urban forestry master plan, and that will help us to make the best informed decisions going forward when we're doing some tree projects.
Okay, so Kristen, kind of with this, it sounds like we're forever going to be always replenishing our canopy and putting trees, not just because of the tornado and the derecho, but forever always going to be trying to replenishing that canopy, right?
Absolutely, because it is always cool to plant a tree. So, but we're always going to be having trees that, get to the end of their lifespan that we're going to have to replace. And it's always good to keep adding to that urban canopy, because there's so much beneficial things that happen when you have more of an urban canopy. Cooling effect, we have stormwater runoff. It helps with that as well. So there's a lot of benefits to having a denser urban canopy.
Okay. Now to switch gears a little bit, something else that you oversee, park bathrooms and campgrounds. I'm sure people are wondering, when are these going to open up then for the spring and summer?
Yep. So we get a little bit of warm weather and everybody really wants to be outside. The park bathrooms will open up April 17th. Everything will be open by then. And we just always have to wait until we make sure that freeze is out of the way. The campground opens up April 17th. And something new this year is we have online reservations. So be on the lookout for that. And look at the Park and Rec Facebook page or their website. And that will give more information on there. And then always we've got the Aquatic Center that we're going to be starting up, and the complex, and the campground, and so we've just got a lot of startups going on.
Yeah, is this time of year when you're not out counting trees and finding places to put new trees, is it kind of just gearing up for all those buildings and things to open up? Are you kind of part of that process?
Yep. So our utilities department helps us with the winterization, and then opening everything up in the springtime. We'll get everything cleaned up and open for the public to use, and then we will. You'll probably see us out starting to mow maybe next week or the following week. So that's another thing that we're getting ready for. Spring is in full gear.
Yeah, that rain has come. I'm sure my lawn will need it as well. But Kristen, I appreciate you stopping by and just letting us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. So thank you.
Always.